Hello. Welcome out there. This is Kat Williford. Welcome to the Modern Goddess Summer Solstice Conversation and Meditation. I love the summer solstice. Why? Who doesn't love the summer solstice time, right? There's so much abundance of energy and sunlight and extra, what feels like extra time, right? We have a little extra time during the day. As a kid, I remember I loved going back outside after dinner and getting to play with my friends one more time. And the summer solstice energy, this summer energy, let us use this extra daylight that we have for something enjoyable, for something good, for something pleasurable. The other thing that I so love about the summer solstice is this feeling of passion, desire, sensuality. Isn't it fun just to wear something, you know, a little bit breezy, a little bit sexy, a little bit sensual, and feel the air on so much more of your skin? You know, in winter, we're cloaked with heavy clothing to keep us warm, and in the summertime, we get to expose some of our skin. You know, they say we need a little more vitamin D in our world. So, you know, I say get some vitamin D. Get some bare skin out there in the sun. Just soak in this energy. It's a powerful, abundant, light-filled energy time. Traditionally, and I said in my blog post here, if you Google summer solstice, you will find gobs of information from all directions. I was just blown away on Wikipedia about how many nations and how many different ways celebrate the summer solstice. And what it comes down to for a modern goddess is using all of that which works for us today. That's what using modern elements of these things, making these modern elements work for us. Not being trapped by something, but how do we utilize what has come before to create right here, right now, in our lives today, while honoring the past? If we look at the year as a start to finish of a cycle of growth, and if we look at it from the perspective of a woman's journey here on Earth, let's just say that at winter solstice, which is December 21st, we are reborn, if you will, and we have a rebirthday party every year for the Modern Goddess Circle, and we have cupcakes and we blow out candles, but we are reborn to ourselves, not to anyone else, but to ourselves. It's like a fresh slate. And then at Candlemas on February 2nd, or Imbolc, depending on how you want to, which tradition you come from, or how you want to speak about it, it's the creativity of a child. It's that innocent wonder of creation. Anything is possible. We color outside the lines, create a collage of how we want our year to be and a storyboard or a vision board. And then at the spring equinox, when there's a balance of light and dark, we look at what will bring us balance, what will bring us harmony. And as the young girl grows up, she enters that first phase of being a teenager. She enters into menses. She enters into the possibility of bringing and bearing life. Then at May Day, Beltane, May 1st, we celebrate the coming of age. She's fertile, she's ripe, she's ready. And here at summer solstice, we celebrate the seed has been planted, the earth has received it, fertilization has occurred, spring rains have given us the blessing, and now here we have the firepower of the sun for ultimate growth. This is the time when plants just shoot up like crazy. As we move forward from this particular point, the sun is at its height, it's at its zenith, and it's powerful, it's warm, it's life-giving. So here we are in our individual lives, empowered and enriched by this life-giving force and passionate energy. In a moment, I'm going to lead us through a meditation. And in this meditation, we're going to slow it down a little. As you can tell, I'm talking quickly here because this is such an exciting time of year for me. I just love all things outside. So we're going to begin the journey of the meditation in a moment, and we'll ground to the earth, and we'll connect to the sun, and we will infuse these elements into your own passions. Before we do that, I want to take a moment here and let you reflect on what are you really wanting to concentrate on right now. If you're like me or any of the women I coach and work with, you have your hand in many pots and pies, and you're up to something, lots of somethings, always things on the go. For the sake of this meditation and to get the utmost power from it, choose one specific project or goal or endeavor that you want to concentrate on so that you can bring full attention and awareness one thing at a time. Feel free to repeat this cycle. Come back and listen to the meditation again if you want to bring something into that meditation. So here we go. Just take a deep cleansing breath. Nice deep inhale, breathing in through the nose fully and exhaling fully. Go ahead and take another inhale. And exhale. And one more deep, rich inhale. As you take this inhale, if your eyes have not closed, go ahead and close them. And as you exhale, become aware of your body. Notice where there might be any tension that you're holding or stiffness. And move your body in such a way, get it into a nice, comfortable position where you're supported by pillows or the floor or a nice, comfortable chair or sofa. But be completely supported here. Take another breath, conscious breath. Exhale that. And now, anywhere you felt that tightness, just breathe right into that place in your body. And just repeat the word unwind in your mind and just unwind that tightness. I like to imagine a cord just unwinding, like when your hair dryer gets too kinked up and curled up to stretch out fully. You have to hold it by one end and that cord just spins and unwinds. Take another inhale and just unwind yourself. Straight down your center, your spine. Just imagine the word unwind as you exhale. And now bring your attention and your awareness to your root chakra, that place right at the base of your spine. And just imagine that you have a magical taproot. Your magical taproot extends right from that point in your root chakra, right there at the base of your spine. And just ask your magical taproot to extend beneath you, going through whatever surface you're sitting or lying on, down through any floorboards of your home, or wherever you are when you're listening to this meditation. Your magical taproot, it knows the way. No matter what floor you're on, it knows the way to get to Mother Earth. Just ask your magical taproot to touch into Mother Earth and begin its journey to the very core of Mother Earth, that molten lava, primordial energy full of creation, center of Mother Earth. Your taproot will pass through all the strata of the earth, the crust, some dirt, some rocks, some mineral, possibly little tide pools. It just keeps going all the way to the core of Mother Earth. And just allow your taproot to gently dip in to that molten lava core of Mother Earth now. It won't get too hot. It's just right. And there you will find a beautiful rock or crystal with your name on it. Your magical taproot winds around this stone or crystal, anchoring you for this journey. And now, ask Mother Earth to share some of this creative, fertile, primordial energy with you. She, of course, says yes. And this energy now begins to travel up your magical taproot, back up to you. Back through all those layers of Mother Earth. Through the strata, the dirt, the rock, the crystal, the minerals. And now Mother Earth energy through your taproot enters your body through your root chakra. And now Mother Earth energy begins to spread throughout that root region of you, through your buttocks, out to your hips, through your reproductive system, into the womb space, down both of your legs, your thighs, your knees, your shins and calves, into your ankles and your feet, into your toes, Mother Earth energy. And now this energy moves up into your belly region and all the vital organs, your kidneys, your stomach, your spleen and liver, across the back and up the spine, into the solar plexus region, the upper stomach and upper GI tract, continuing up into your chest, your lungs, your heart, Mother Earth, into your shoulder blades and up into your collarbone, up to the tops of your shoulders and down your arms, into your elbows and your wrists and your fingers and your palms, Mother Earth energy. And now this energy continues up your neck, finally moving up into your head, cascading out through your hair. You're at one with Mother Earth. Feel her rhythm and her energy in your body and your being. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a deep inhale, and on that exhale, release Mother Earth energy as if it was expanding out around you from the pores in your skin, forming a bubble around you. Go ahead, inhale. And now exhale and expand Mother Earth's energy around you. And now bring your focus and awareness to your crown center, right at the top of your head. And imagine that you have a magical light cord or beam that extends up and out of your crown center when it's open. Go ahead and consciously ask your crown center to open up and allow this magical light beam or core to drift up and out of your head. It moves through their ceiling and your roof. It moves out into the sky. And your magical light core's destination here today is the sun. Go ahead and allow your light cord to just go up, 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 and out through the atmosphere to join the sun. Now, this is a magical light cord or beam, and it won't get burned by the sun. In fact, it will feel right at home as it blends there into the sun. So go ahead and merge your light cord right into the sun. Feeling the warmth, the light, and the energy of the sun. The sun just is. And now ask the sun to share this energy through your light cord. And the sun, of course, says yes, as we honor the sun at the summer solstice. And this light energy moves back down your beam or your light cord straight to your open crown center, your crown chakra. Just receive this bright golden sun energy through your crown center, letting it come down through your head, feeling it even move through your brain, behind your eyes, down your head, the inside of your face. This energy moves now into your neck and across your shoulders, down your arms, into your fingers. This energy continues its journey down into your chest, across your collarbones and shoulder blades, into your heart and your lungs and your circulation. Just take a deep inhale and let it move now into your solar plexus. Let it collect here in your solar plexus region, this beautiful, bright, golden sunlight. Continuing down into the stomach region, all the vital organs. Down now through the hips. The womb space, the full reproductive system. Into your sacred triangle. And down your legs. Your knees, your ankles. Into your feet and your toes. Just take a moment to inhale and breathe in fully this experience of the sun energy inside of you. Just allow this golden light to fill you up, nourishing you with energy and strength. And as we did before with the Mother Earth energy, in a moment I'm going to ask you to inhale and exhale this sun energy out to expand around you in a bubble, joining there with Mother Earth's energy. Go ahead and inhale and exhale this energy of the sun to surround you as it fills you. And here you are connected to Mother Earth, to making things real and tangible, and to the sun, that which fosters light, growth, and evolution. Now bring into your mind's eye that passion, that desire, that project, that goal that you really want to bring some energy and enlightenment to. Just bring that now into your mind's eye. You might even see kind of a chalkboard, if you will, with the phrase or the words or a sentence about this goal. Or you might see it completed. See the picture of that goal completed and what that looks like in your life. Keep envisioning or seeing those words scrawled across a chalkboard. Seeing that goal, that project or that passion in full completion mode. It is done. If you haven't picked a date for its completion, pick it now. See that date on the chalkboard or feel that date in your calendar. Your personal timeline. This is not about anyone else's timeline for this goal or project, but yours, how it works in your life. And now, take a moment to feel what it will feel like when it's done. You're at that date. This project or goal or passion is complete, and you're standing here, completion is at hand. Just dip in and feel that experience of completion, what it feels like for this project to be complete. You have accomplished it. It's a done deal, baby, sealed, signed, and delivered. You did it. What does it feel like in your skin to have completed this project? Are you smiling? Does your heart feel warm? Are there tears of joy, tears of completion? What's here in this space for you? You might move your hand to wherever you feel this experience in your body and just lock it in. And now it's time to ask the wise one within, what do you need to know right now to get to that completion date, to feel that experience, to feel that completion and elation? What do you need to know right now? And let the wise one within you speak and tell you what you need to know right now about that completion. Thank your wise one within for answering. Take another deep breath in this place of completion. Your project is complete. Your goal is complete. You have reached it. You've done it. Soak it in just a little bit more. And now become aware of that chalkboard, that goal again in your mind's eye. And thank yourself. Thank yourself for taking this thing on, for having the bravado, the courage, the chutzpah, the heart and soul to take it on. Acknowledge yourself. Anytime we put ourselves out there to do something, it's a risk, and you're taking this on, and you will complete it. You will do it. And now it's time to come back to today. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Take another deep breath, wiggling your fingers and your toes, coming back into current reality and current time. And once more, take another deep breath. Lift your arms above your head, stretching, 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 stretching. And now, still with your arms up, drop them down just a little gently so that your palms can face up. Your hands are open. Your palms are face up to receive. This is the classic chalice position. Just imagine all the brilliant light of the summer solstice pouring into your personal chalice, filling you up with light, energy, passion, and motivation. Bring your hands now, these palms that are full and rich with energy, bring them to your heart center, place them both on your heart, kind of closing a circle here. Take another deep breath. opening your eyes. Congratulations. You've just been on a summer solstice journey. You will complete this project or goal or passion of yours. You will. You have within you the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to do this. Anytime one of those shadowy, out of the corner, slinking, slimy thoughts of you can't comes in, you just put your hands, the palms down, right on your heart center, take a breath, and remember what it felt like to be at the completion of this goal or project or passion. You know the way. You can do this. Have a great summer solstice, and I look forward to communicating with you again very soon. Bye-bye.